first. Amen.
Amen.
You did good this morning.
Amen.
Brother Miles, we thank Brother Miles for his leading of these some new songs to some of us. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of us, they're typical older songs that we've been singing for a while.
Amen.
So let us continue to listen and be aware of the church, the church's song leader, and let us follow him in his leading us of the songs. So everyone should have a book, and with that, as he has stated, we shall be practicing a little bit after service. So that means I've got to cut it a little bit shorter today, so I won't keep you all day. This morning, we're going to be studying from the book of Acts, chapter 2, the verses number 38, and going through verse number 41. This message this morning is a subject that we all should be familiar about, and I recall some years back of having a conversation with someone who asked me this question, why be baptized? And I couldn't answer the question at that time for that person. And unfortunately, as the years went by and I was able to answer it, the person is no longer here for me to answer. So I'm going to be just answering this for myself. And I hope that in some parts of it, it may also touch you. But it's for me. But nevertheless, for all of us, hopefully. So this morning, from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, the question, the subject is in the form of a question. Why be baptized? Why be baptized? Let us go to God in prayer. O righteous and wonderful Heavenly Father, you have blessed us once again. You have blessed us this morning, and Father, I didn't get up this morning, or none of us got up this morning because we looked so good and the world cannot do without us. We got up because you woke us up this morning, O Lord. We got up this morning, we got up and we ate this morning from the food that you have given us. And I want to thank you, O Heavenly Father, for blessing each and every one this morning who was in this auditorium that they were able to get up. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the sun as it comes out on this day. And even though it's going to be a scorcher, Father, we thank you nevertheless for this day. I thank you for this church, especially the Church of Christ, but especially this location, O Lord. And I'm praying for the leaders of this congregation as well as their family members, and also for those who have taken part in the services thus far. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Thank you for those who are sick this morning, and we're praying, O Lord, that if it be your will, you would give them the healing touch. But if not, Father, we pray that your will can be accepted by all of us. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, that you would continue to bless those who are raising up children in these awful times today, and that they would raise them in a righteous way, O Lord, that they would remember what thus saith the Lord. Thank you this morning, O Heavenly Father, for those who lead our world, especially this country. We pray for the well-being of those who are in leadership capacities, and we pray that they not make any laws that would hinder us from serving thee in spirit and in truth as you have prescribed for us in your word. Thank you this morning, O Lord, for all of those who are caring for the sick, and we're praying for those who have lost loved ones. We're just praying that their grief would be easier to bear these days, O Lord, and that as the days go by, precious memories shall overtake grief and find it all well with them, O Lord. Thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for all you do for us and for sending your Son to yonder's cross, up Calvary's hill to yonder's cross. Thank you, O Lord, that he died that we might live. And Father, it is in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we continue to ask all blessings upon each and every one of us. Be with us now, O Lord, as we go on into the next portion of our services. Watch over and keep us, and it's in his name that we ask all of these and many other blessings. Let us all say, amen. Amen. Baptism is a necessary step that one must take in order to be in Christ. It is the fifth of five steps. It is the fifth of five steps, and we need to adhere to that one before we can become a member of the body of Christ. Certainly the other four steps must be followed, but also that fifth step is what puts one into Christ. Where one goes into the watery grave of baptism for the remission of sin. What a day it is for the church when one steps forward and requests the putting on of Christ. Through this process, how well it is with us and with the Lord. How good the disciples must have felt on the day of Pentecost, in which, according to the Scripture, not one, not 10, not even 100, but about 3,000 souls were added to them. Most churches are happy when one comes forward, but thousands must have been a great sight to see. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get multiple baptisms on it? And I know what some might say, once we got multiple baptisms, I can't stay here that long. And they'll be wanting to leave, but isn't it? It's wonderful when you get more than one person to come into the watery grave of baptism. And I can tell you now, going down in the watery grave of baptism is not just a figurehead. It's something that we must do in order to get in to Christ. So why be baptized? Because Jesus is our example. Was Jesus in need of being baptized? The answer is a resounding no. Jesus never needed any baptism. But the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 3, around verse number 13, Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Jesus was not guilty of any sins that needed to be washed. But instead, we have an act of humility and as a concern of his life's work here on earth, that we are to do the will of his Father just like he was going about the business of his Father, taking care of his Father's business, according to Luke chapter 2, around verse number 49. Most preachers love it when they receive a person to be baptized. But in the case of John, do you know what John said in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 14 when Jesus came to him to be baptized? John asked the question of Jesus. He said, "Why me, O Lord? I need to be asking you to baptize me." When we come to be baptized, we should be willing and understand that Christ gave himself as an example that why we are doing this, one of the reasons why we are doing this. Jesus gave his instructions to his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, around verse 19. He said, "Go and teach the word in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Son and of the Holy Ghost, I should say, or the Holy Spirit. That's everyone who wants to get into Christ must be baptized. Then yet Jesus was baptized, but folks still today don't feel the need to be baptized. Now, I suggest to you, if you don't feel the need to baptize, you missed the Scripture somewhere. If you don't feel the need to be baptized to get into Christ, you miss reading that Scripture in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19. Or perhaps you missed the reason the Scripture stated in Mark 16 and 16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." So why be baptized? Because you need to be saved, because you need to get into Christ, because you need to put on Jesus Christ in the watery grave of baptism. Because why do I need to be baptized? Why be baptized? Because we are to be obedient. Christians have an obligation to obey our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 5 and verse number 29, the Bible says we ought to obey God rather than men. If ever there was a doubt between man and the Word of God, there is really no need to guess what one should do when it comes to obeying God or man. There's no question about it when it comes to who should I listen to, because man will let us down. They may not necessarily mean it, but we can be let down by man. If you ever want to go the right way, you go the way of the Lord. If you ever want to do right, you follow the Bible. There's really no need to guess what one should do when it comes to the Bible or man. There is no doubt when we become obedient to God's Word, we have His love, according to John 15 and verse number 10. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in His love." So when you think about it, church, that's another reason why we need to be baptized. Why we need to be baptized, or why be baptized? If one is not willing to be obedient to Christ, then they should not put on Christ in baptism. In Acts chapter 2 and 38, look at the text there in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Look what the Bible said. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, in other words. Repent is the gathering. Repent, the gathering was told. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Just as we are told to do in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. We are told, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We shall all likewise perish. Repentance must come before baptism. Repentance means that I'm sorry, I have a change of heart. I got a change of mind, and my heart is different now. Repentance must come before baptism if one is not willing to repent. If one doesn't want to give up his old ways, that means that their heart is not ready for change, not ready to show obedience to the Lord. How can one say, I want to be baptized, but I'm not willing to make a change? If you're not willing to make a change, don't get Brother Jackson wet. Don't get yourself wet if you're not willing to make a change. If you're not willing to make a change, all you're doing is simply getting wet. And I was told when I read Psalms chapter 107 around about verse number 2, where the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ought to say so if you believe that you've been redeemed by the Lord. You ought to be willing and ready to accept God's will in your life. And Jesus has enough remissions in Him for all of us. Certainly being baptized into Him is for the remission of our sin. It's not to please your mama. It's not to please your daddy. It's not even to please grandma. And I know that many folk have been baptized because grandma wanted to see me go down in the water. But that's not the reason for baptism. The reason for baptism is for the remission of our sins. It's not for you to make a show and have your family come. I've heard people say, I want to get baptized, but I want to wait till all my family comes. Well, that's a dangerous game. That's a dangerous game because you don't know if the day your family comes if you are going to be here and be able to be baptized. You ought to do it now. You ought to do it while the blood is still warm in your veins. We've got to learn that we are put down in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of our sin, to meet the Master and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Look at the text again in verse number 38 one more time. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I like verse number 41. When you get there on verse number 41, watch what it says. And then they that gladly receive His word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Boy, the process must have continued on for a great portion of the day and the night for to get 3,000 souls to be baptized. And nobody said, perhaps no one said, can we just wait until tomorrow? Now, the Bible does not give us what the attitude of the people were, but there were about 3,000 souls added unto them on that day. They that gladly received His word were baptized. That same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So wasn't that a wonderful day? Wasn't that a wonderful time when all of these people were baptized and met the Master and received the gift of the Holy Spirit? Baptizing is not something we inherit. Some folks think that if I just go to church long enough, I'll become baptized, but it doesn't work that way. If I go to church or stay around my Christian parents or my Christian family, I'll be all right and I'll be okay. But that's not the way it works. is not something we inherit, but we must be willing and submit to the Lord for ourselves. Back to Acts 2:38, it said, once again, it said, Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. How many of you? Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. So each and every one of us has to do this. Each and every one of us must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So the question continues on. When that question was asked of me, why do I need to get baptized? Well, again, I didn't have the right words. I couldn't explain it because I didn't know all the reasons myself. But the one thing that I eventually convinced this person of is that they needed to be baptized. And that person attempted to become baptized, but never was. And that person left us before they could be baptized. But now if I could explain it to them one more time, I could give her all of the right reasons, and I could tell her the reason that's why she needed to be baptized. Another reason why be baptized? Because God is good. I say that every Sunday, that God is good, but sometimes we don't realize just how good God really is. Each and every one of our days that we have in this life, we should be in awe because of how good God is, how good God has been to us. All we need to do is look and we can see God's goodness toward us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Now that text shows that of God's goodness toward us in three different tenses. The past, the present, and the future. That ought to be enough reason to want to be baptized in Christ. But just in case you need or you want some other reasons to be baptized into Christ, just as in the case that some folk don't like one reason, they like numerous reasons. You have to show them more than one way that this thing ought to be done this way or that thing. Well, I'm going to show you in the Bible something that you need to see, some things you need to see, and some logical points that you need to see. Starting in Romans chapter 6, starting around verse number 3, it speaks of how that when we get baptized into Jesus Christ, we are buried with Him into His death. And once baptized into His death, we should walk in the newness of life. Baptism is very important and very necessary to be in Christ. Just in case, if one does not think that God is good to us, let me give you just a couple of reminders. We are living on God's earth that He created. We got up this morning breathing God's air. We got up this morning eating God's food. We got up this morning driving God's automobile, spending God's money, buying God's gasoline, and some still question why we need to be baptized. Why should we serve the Lord? When we got up this morning, how many of you thought I got up because I'm so great? How many of you got up thinking that because I'm the best thing since sliced bread, I got up? How many of you got up this morning because when you went to sleep on last night, did you know whether you were going to get up or not? I think not. You planned on getting up, but your plans are not God's plans. Your thoughts are not His thoughts. For high is the sky away from us, so is the thoughts of God away from us. That you got to understand that God works differently than we think He ought to work. So we need some more reasons why we need to be baptized. I'll give you just a few more reasons. Some may think, I don't need God right now. God is not for me. But one day, just one day, we are going to get old. And this fine and fit body that you may now be sporting on your legs and on your feet will start to deteriorate. You just keep on living if you don't think that's the truth. You just keep on living and you may get sick. And the name you may call upon is the very name that you are now rejecting. One thing that I can promise you without a doubt, and that is this one thing.
We are going to, all of us, going to die. And we need something to give us hope. And Jesus has already been to the grave. He has already tasted death. And experience, to me, is the greatest teacher in the world. We can learn from the Word of God, where it tells us in 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter, death is swallowed up in victory. We have victory through Jesus Christ. So why be baptized in Him, into Him? Because you need to have some hope. You need to have hope in your life. You know, I often tell you that when it comes time to face Jesus Christ, don't call on me then. Because I'm not going to be able to help you, because all the pleas in my body are going to be for me. I'm trying to help us now, but I can't help you then. So don't call the preacher. Don't call him up and say, "Can you help me get through this?" I can't help you then. You've got to help yourself, and you can help yourself by serving the Lord. And we're all going to die, as I said, but dying without the Lord leaves us without hope. And when Jesus went to the grave, Jesus wasn't as concerned as you and I are going to be, because He knew He was going to get up. We know that we are going to stand before Him, but we're not going to live on this earth physically again. We might live eternally, but where you live makes all the difference in the world. Now, some are going to live in a place that they don't want to live in while they are living now on earth. But then some others are going to live in a place that where the Godhead lives. So we've got to consider that questioning baptism is not the way into Christ. Going in this watery grave of baptism is the way to Christ. And for those who are concerned, if I go in the water, will I drown? Chances are you're not going to drown. I can't guarantee you that you won't, but chances are you're not going to drown, because there will be someone holding on to you to lift you up. Now, unless you try to swallow all the water in the pool, you shall not drown in most cases. So when you go into the watery grave of baptism, do you remember that we are going there for the remission of our sins? We are going there to meet the Lord in peace. We're going there to change our lifestyle. We're going there to live a different kind of life. And I remember reading in Job chapter 8, how that we may see the Lord in peace. In Job chapter 8, the path of all that forgot God and the hypocrite shall perish. But in Psalms chapter 39, chapter 39, about verse number 8, I believe it is, "The Lord is my hope, and in thee do I live. Proverbs 14 and 32, "The righteous have hope in his death. Our God is the God of hope through the power of the Holy Ghost," according to Romans chapter 15 and verse number 13. The Bible speaks of this hope through Jesus Christ, and that is why we need to be baptized. That is why we may share that hope that's in Jesus Christ. And go back to the scriptures once again as I hasten on to a close. "Then they that gladly received his word," in verse 41, they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So I ask the question, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing, Brother Jackson, if we could get 3,000 to stand up at one time? If we could get 3,000 in here, oh yeah, we'd have to bring out the folding chairs. Oh yeah, we'd have to bring out some double seating. We'd have to open up the balcony. We'd have to get them people standing down the side of the aisle. But if we could get 3,000 souls to come forward and say, "I want to be baptized, would you stay here with us while Brother Jackson's baptizing?" And we'd have to get a change of personnel for him, of course. But nevertheless, would you like to see 3,000 souls? Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. I'd like to see 3 come up at a time. I'd be happy to see 3 come up. I'd be happy to see 2 come up. I'm grateful and blessed when I see 1 come up. But nevertheless, the question of why be baptized is because I want to be in Jesus Christ. I want to be a part of His body. I want to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. And when nothing else seems right for me to do, baptism is the right thing for you to do. Baptism. Why be baptized? Because of the Lord. Because if Jesus could do it, I see no reason in the world why we shouldn't do it. If Jesus could be baptized when He didn't need it, certainly I should do it because I do need it. Because I'm but simply a man. And men are known to be sinful. They have came up. They came into this world being sinful. Man is just a sinful creature by nature, by God's will, because of the garden. So when you think about it, for every 3 reasons you can give me why you shouldn't be baptized, I'll give you 5 for why you should be baptized. And I think my 5 will outweigh your 3 when you get through with it all. So now that we know why be baptized, let us consider being baptized. Let us consider becoming a member of the Lord's body. Come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then once again, finally, 5, being baptized. And if you've been these steps before already, but you walked astray. And I'm going to tell you something. Walking astray in today's world is not something you have to practice. It may just come to you. Walking astray can be something that as simple as you walking out of the door. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to walk out of your door. You can go astray staying in the house. Somebody says something to you and you don't like what they said, and so you say something back to them that you didn't mean to say. You hurt their feelings, and you perhaps you said something that you would never say otherwise. So you need this forgiveness that God can give us. And in order to get the forgiveness of God, you need to be in Christ through baptism. And then to get into His church, you need to be in Christ through baptism. If you desire to be baptized today, we can do that for you right now as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole?